The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
February 7th, 2023, this is the Wrestling Inc. Podcast, NXT 2.0 edition, talking about the fallout from Vengeance Day. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by NYC Demon Diva Issa and Mr. Alfred Kanawha. Tonight, to talk about everything that happened on NXT, we had a big split. We had some depression that turned itself around in the ring. We had a surprise, shocking attack. All that and more on tonight's edition of NXT 2.0. Before we hop into everything, Alfred, what's going on in the news?
Well, starting off, first and foremost, pretty sad news. Jerry the King Lawler did suffer a stroke earlier today. He was found face down in his home in Fort Myers, Florida. There have been some updates that the situation is serious, but Dutch Mantel, most recently, at least what I saw, he did update saying that Jerry Lawler is recovering and is expected to recover, although his speech is affected right now. He's expected to recover. I don't know how long that process is going to take or whether or not it's a full recovery because details are still coming out. But our thoughts and prayers are with Jerry the King Lawler after suffering a stroke.
Absolutely. And he was just on the Rumble pre-show.
Yeah, and he's fine. He's still Jerry Lawler, you know.
And he was part of Raw 30, right?
Yeah. That was that week.
Yeah,
the guy works, and he still wrestles too. Like,
wow,
he still does shows.
That's insane. Sending all the love and all the energy and all the healing vibes that he needs. Strong one, you know. I'm sure he will be okay, but here I'm sending the positive vibes and energy.
Wishing him a speedy recovery.
Yeah, I saw Ric Flair tweeted a picture of them, you know, wishing positive vibes, and it actually gave me hope because both those guys have had, you know, they've kicked out a lot and they're very resilient in terms of, you know, their health. We saw Jerry Lawler have that heart attack where he was essentially on his deathbed and he was able to recover and come back. So hopefully that's another one of those situations where Lawler is able to come back to us.
Absolutely.
Well, on to a little happier news in terms of WWE Raw. The ratings were delayed a bit, but they just came out. Looks like it did about $1.9 million viewers. Number one on cable, still strong numbers this WrestleMania season. Of course, WWE Raw highlighted by an instantly iconic segment between Cody Rhodes and Paul Heyman in their first at-bat for the Cody Rhodes-Roman Reigns match that definitely is happening. Add more context, this past weekend in Georgia and Pensacola, WWE set gate records as they sold out 6,000 seat shows per venue. They were at 2,000 seats until it was announced that Cody Rhodes would be on the show, and at which point they ballooned to 6,000, this coming off the heels of Cody Rhodes being a top merchandise mover, Raw doing
13%. I feel like this isn't really a top news article, and you're just bringing it up so you can talk about Cody.
What was the rating? How many people watched one day?
1.9 million viewers, which is around the 2 million.
A lot less than before Cody came back, because on Raw 30 we were at over 2 million.
But wow, I mean, Alfred, that's significantly less than the 2,384,000 people that tuned in Friday to see what Sami Zayn was going to be doing in front of a sold-out crowd on SmackDown.
Yes, but that narrative doesn't work because Friday on SmackDown is network television. As I continue, this is also available on Forbes. Raw, of course, last week with Cody Rhodes after winning the Royal Rumble was a one-year high, up 13%. That was also a record sellout for Tulsa, Oklahoma. Cody Rhodes, of course, as I mentioned, one of the top merchandise movers. There were 2.3 million viewers for his segment last week. And this week, Cody Rhodes and Paul Heyman silenced a lot of the Sami Zayn truthers. A couple of them might be
on this podcast. You want to know what's
But it looks like people are ready for WrestleMania with Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns because that segment was fire last night.
Yo, legendary. Yo, that was, I know we're early in the year, but goosebumps. The way that Paul Heyman switched that up at the end, the way that they involved the reality of it. I know we've been going back and forth because all three of us have a different favorite. My favorite being Roman Reigns, who is such a superstar that he doesn't even have to do the house show in Pensacola, Florida, where he's from, because he's too big time for that. But anyways, that segment was absolutely incredible, regardless of who your favorite is. And I feel like people were hearing the buzz in WWE, and they told Paul Heyman and Cody Rhodes, hey, let's reel it back in. Let's remind these people what the WrestleMania match is. And they did that. I sent it to my nephew to watch it, and he was like, well, what are you thinking? I'm like, I'm thinking I can't wait for WrestleMania. Like, that's what I'm thinking. I need to see this match.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what it, I love the narrative now that it's like, oh, they knew that they had to outdo Sami. Like, of course, Sami's getting hot. This product's good. WWE's been good for 6 months in terms of telling stories, being long-term, fans trusting the product. They always knew that they had to deliver a WrestleMania caliber story, no matter what the circumstances were. And they absolutely did that with Cody Rhodes and Paul Heyman. The fans trust this product right now. As I've been saying for a couple months now, before the Sami Zayn narrative really started to pop and get out of control, WWE has a direction for this story. So listen, the Bloodline storyline started April 22nd. We're in week 41 of that story. Okay, we're on chapter 41. It's been a great book. That book will end in February, and they're going to start a new book, which is another fire book between Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns, and I'm here for it. Cody Rhodes is being proven as a draw. The numbers they did this past weekend are only comparable to Madison Square Garden. Cody Rhodes essentially added 4,000 tickets, something nobody in this company breathing outside of John Cena has been able to do in the last 10 years, and Cody Rhodes is really proving to be a hot commodity outside of whatever the narrative is. Women lie, men lie, numbers do not.
I feel like I go back and forth on this because I do think I love everything the Bloodline is doing. I love what Sami Zayn has done here. And I personally think this story for me, sorry, Glenn, it has turned more about Jey Uso than it has Sami Zayn. I'm more invested into what is Jey Uso doing right now than Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn is obviously a traitor. He was rooting for Kevin Owens the entire match. Before he hit Roman in the back with that chair, he was going to turn. He was rooting for Kevin Owens, right? The Jey Uso twist to that story is what really made me go, okay, hold up. But I do feel that maybe some of the social media narrative, correct me if I'm wrong, is people not wanting Cody to succeed just because of him leaving AEW. I feel people are still salty about that.
Calvin R. Alexander, $5 super chat. I mean, that was a generational promo. Wrestling television gold. So, Issa, you're telling me in my poll, you are part of the 8.5% of people who said Jey Uso is the superstar they are the most excited about and invested in.
No, I voted for Roman, but I find myself more intrigued about what Jey is doing than what Sammy's doing right now, because I feel Sammy already solidify where he stands, especially after what happened on Friday, right? Sami wants the titles. He wants to come after Roman, but we still don't know whose side Jey is on. So I personally think that Jey is more interesting than Sami right now. He's getting his title shot. He's going to get destroyed, murdered, executed in front of his home crowd. It's going to be great. I'm going to get some pizza for it.
I mean, Jimmy and Jey made up at Papa John's already. So I think, Jimmy and Jey are fine.
Jey will find clarity.
Wait, you didn't see the commercial?
Oh, the commercial. Okay, I thought there was some up there.
The commercial has been out for a while, but
they should pull that off the air for kayfabe.
I think Jey and Jimmy are gonna be okay. I just have a feeling.
I think they are too. And WWE is just essentially in complete command of its audience. You know, Esau, you say that Jey Uso is somebody you identify with right now. That's by design. When they want Sammy to be the hot guy, he'll be the hot guy because they know how to book. They'll do the same thing with Jey Uso. And that's why there really isn't going to be this fans are going to turn. When they wanted you to get excited about Cody, they did that. I love how it's a news story. Oh, WWE decided they had to do a WrestleMania caliber storyline. That's not a news story. That's somebody backtracking because they are one of the people leading the charge and Mr. Dave Meltzer about Cody Rhodes not main eventing. And now that WWE has shown that they can book the storyline no matter who they book in the main event, people are going to buy it. I think there's a couple of things in terms of why people aren't turning on it. A, obviously the AEW element. And B, I think a lot of this reason is a lot of people expect this during WrestleMania season because we've seen it a couple of times. And now that we got a hot guy, fans just aren't used to having multiple guys this hot. So they're in that Pavlovian right. thing where they just think, oh, I got to choose between this guy. No. They're both hot right now. Jay's hot too. Consider Jay's got an outside chance of maybe upending everything and being
a lot of people are hot in WWE. WWE yes. right now is entertaining. Gunther is hot. Even the United States Championship hot. Is hot going into an Elimination Chamber.
The Hurt
match.
Business is coming back. That's going to be
yes.
hot.
I was thinking that. I was like, you know what? This episode of Monday Night Raw, it was fun. I had a blast watching it. The 3 hours of it, there were so many elements and so many cool things about it. It felt like we're on WrestleMania season, right? And that's what I need. Why can't we get TV like this every week? I don't understand, because they did a great 3-hour show. But that's the thing. There's a lot of people to choose from right now, and we should just be able to sit back and enjoy it. Regardless, you know, Glenn, I know you love Sammy. Alfred, I know you love Cody. Some people like Jay. It doesn't matter who you like. Roman is going to beat them at WrestleMania. So pick your favorite, make it a triple threat. It doesn't matter. The result is going to be the same. And people like me are going to be basking in Roman's glory.
I think the Monday, the Raw after.
And I'm just going to write that down.
I was going to say the Raw after Mania, East is going to be looking like Pretty Deadly did tonight.
No! Alfred, right here, right now, because we will both be there. Whoever wins buys the drinks the next day.
Oh, fine. Or are you? I mean, this is going to be you who's going to lose.
Listen, we have, we're talking WrestleMania. There's going to be.
Oh, come on. Bigger bets than this. Alfred,
we're buying
drinks.
Picking up the tab.
I'm trying to help Issa out here because Cody's winning.
No, I'm trying to help you out.
Okay. How about if Roman wins, Alfred, you get Cody's neck tattoo on your neck. And like Issa, if Cody wins, you do the same.
What do you think, Issa? How confident
Wait,
are you?
What?
You
know, what?
I take the bet. Come
you
on,
get,
Issa.
You get the Cody neck tattoo if Cody wins over.
I don't get
Roman.
Any enjoyment out of that, but drinks I get enjoyment out of.
Cody wins, Issa gets a tattoo, right?
He's That's just yeah, scared because yeah. he knows I can outdrink anyone. I'm not trying to pick up that tab.
I'll go one better. It'll look better. Issa, if Cody wins, you get Roman's full like arm sleeve. You get the same.
No, all right. I got this. If Cody wins, I take Alfred out to Applebee's. I pick up the tab, okay? I'll vlog it for my channel. We each have YouTube channels. When Roman wins, notice how I changed the word if and when. When Roman wins, you got to take me to a restaurant of my choice. I will keep it on a friendly budget.
Can it be another Applebee's, like in a different area?
I don't want to go to Applebee's, Alfred.
that's a deal. I'm getting
right. You know what? I was talking about Olive Garden on my stream today. Mm. So Olive Garden. You take me to Olive Garden when Roman wins. If Cody wins, I'll take you to Applebee's.
You know, you get that table wine service, and you're saving right there.
Yeah. Deal. We're shaking on it.
Issa, I don't think there's enough alcohol at an Applebee's for you if Roman loses that title.
I'm gonna be a mess. That's gonna be the most depressing vlog I've ever filmed. But that, I don't have to worry about that because it's not gonna happen. So
Kelvin R. Alexander, $2. WWE is firing on all cylinders right now.
It's a fun time to be a wrestling fan.
It really is. I mean, I've watched that promo several times in terms of just like. And it was just like, they're so good at really kind of capitalizing on the emotion and seeming very real and down to earth. I love it.
Yeah.
It's
very rare. No, I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's very rare. Like my nephews are in and out of it now. You know, my nephews got me back into liking wrestling. They're in and out now. It's very rare where I feel the need to send them a segment. And this was one that I texted my nephew automatically. And I was like, I just said in capital letters, watch. And we had a conversation about it forever because he really liked it.
Tommy O, $5 super chat. Thank you, Tommy. Saying the Paul Cody segment last night was awesome. Whenever they're paying Heyman, they owe him more.
I agree.
The thing that I really took away from that was not just the reality factor. I remember hearing Roman talk about how special Dusty Rhodes used to think that he is, but they have so much in common. Just not just the family, just going through that period of time where they had a gimmick where people were not happy or people didn't like them. Of course, Cody had to run away because he couldn't like just reinvent himself enough to make it in WWE. He had
create
to
another run wrestling away company.
And create a wrestling company that he left because he over there also could not make it and was in the mid card. But anyways, you know, they still have a couple of really good things going on for themselves.
Issa, why don't you read this super chat?
Oh my God. Kelvin, I thought you were on my side. Kelvin says, looking forward to seeing disheveled Issa after Mania. Female bum ass Corbin. Hell yeah. It's not going to happen. Content. I hope that all of you guys are just going to stay with the desire of seeing that. It's not going to happen. What you're going to get is going to be me just gloating about how I told every single one of you that this reign is not ending anytime soon. When I'm over here just constantly saying, I told you so. It's going to be an hour of me saying, I told you so. Te lo dije. I'll learn different languages. I'll learn how to say it in 10 different languages for all of you people.
Wow.
I'll say it in Swahili for you. And right now I'm looking at the Applebee's menu. Shrimp and Parmesan sirloin. That's looking really good. That's going on the menu. You got some shrimp, got a little gravy on it. Oh, sucks, it's going to be so good.
Alfred, you're going to be starving. I hope you like some Olive Garden. They have a couple of good things there.
Breadsticks are lovely.
Shout out to DJ Tony Garcia. He reached out to me and he was talking about how much we talk about Applebee's. And we had a great conversation in depth about all the items on Applebee's. We agreed that the wings are underrated. We talked about the mashed potatoes and all the great food they have to offer. So shout out.
This would never be the case, but if it was the case, my favorite Applebee's item is called the chicken fajita roll-up. Mm. Order it every time I go to Applebee's.
We got to get them to sponsor this podcast.
Yeah, we do.
Maybe they'll pay for that. Maybe they'll pay for it afterwards.
McCloud, $5 super chat, saying, do you think Triple H might be flexing on Tony, showing what he can really do with the main roster and not NXT?
That's an element to it. I think it's more of a matter of Vince McMahon is not in charge, so Triple H gets more room to create. You know, with NXT, he had limitations because they weren't as big as stars on the main roster, and that's what TV ratings come down to. But on the main roster, without Vince McMahon there, of course he's going to do much better.
Yeah. What else is in the news?
Our final story, WrestleMania is coming to Detroit, Michigan. SummerSlam is coming to Detroit, Michigan.
I welcome you to Detroit City. I say welcome to Detroit City. I'm so excited. I said it on my stream about 7 months ago. Just saying, just throwing that out there.
If you like the humidity of Puerto Rico, you will love Detroit in the summer.
I've been to Detroit a lot of times.
Yes.
I used to, when I lived in the Midwest, I would go to Detroit to watch the Yankees play over there with the Tigers. It was great.
Where'd you live in the Midwest?
I lived in South Bend, Indiana for college.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Yes,
fun facts. We don't need to go any deeper into it. It sucked.
I was going to say.
I will travel to Chicago when I wanted to have like a real social life because it was like about an hour and a half away. So,
damn. Good sports down, though.
Yeah, Kelvin R. Alexander, $5 assists with the utmost love and respect. So, well, there you go.
I can't wait to I just can't wait. I'm going to show up wearing a gown and get my hair done, my makeup done. I cannot wait to just be able to just laugh. I'm just going to stare at the camera and smile the whole time after Roman.
Do you guys think the Winged Eagle title is coming back when Cody Rhodes wins that title? I think it is.
When he wins it maybe 10 years from now, he's not winning it right now.
That seems like, I get it, but that is catering to a more niche fan base.
Yeah, that's like Tony Khan booking, which Triple H will not do, which is why Roman Reigns will remain your undisputed WWE Universal Champion after WrestleMania.
I'd say it's the opposite of niche because WWE was in one of its hottest periods when it had that Winged Eagle. It's more like
It's a niche audience if you're 60. That's not what we're booking for, Alfred. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not saying it'll book for 60-year-olds, but like, let's face it, most people watching wrestling these days are middle-aged men, and wrestling fans, regardless of age, are very nostalgic. That's why Raw 30 was the biggest number in 3 years with all these legends on the show. So, I mean, yes, you're right in terms of maybe it'll have a limited appeal, but I'd have no problem with them bringing back a Winged Eagle belt the way he did with the Intercontinental title.
Why not bring back the spinner belt?
Why not?
Yeah.
John Cena has to win it a 17th time, though.
Do you think he's going to get that win to set the record, to break the record?
No. I think eventually, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll probably win it from Cody after Cody wins it 2 years from now.
Maybe SummerSlam in Detroit.
For the third time, yeah. Oh, there you go.
Roman will probably still be champion by then. It's going to be great.
I think we'll get Cody and Sammy, or Cody and Jay at SummerSlam. I think that might be a good direction to go. No, I think we're getting Sammy and Jay at SummerSlam, because Roman's going to go away for a little bit after losing to Cody, and then he's going to come back and the bloodline's going to implode. I think Jay's coming back to the bloodline, but there will still be tension with Roman Reigns to set up that non-title match at SummerSlam.
Okay. Sure. We'll see. That's the news.
That is the news.
That's all the news. That's everything that happened.
Yeah,
great. So we're done for the night. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
NXT was okay tonight. I mean, we got a ways to go. We got like 8 weeks till the next NXT Premium Live event, which is going to be the Saturday, the morning of WrestleMania once again.
Yeah.
With a tired crowd thinking about the drive. They're going to, where do we know where it's going to be in relation to
Far Away
Mania? Yeah, I was going to say.
It's going to be at the Crypto.com arena.
It's called the Staples Center. We don't call it that.
I like calling it the Staples because I don't know how much longer Crypto is going to be around, let alone that name. But they did change the Staples Center to the Crypto.com. But it's far. In L.A.
L.A. to Inglewood is not.
It's going to be the same situation as Dallas, which is why a lot of us that were there did not go to NXT, because it was going to be too much of a trouble going all the way to the stadium. It's going to be the same here.
And let me tell you, there is nothing, there's nowhere you want to be when LA traffic is the way it's going to be during WrestleMania. There is nowhere in Los Angeles you would rather be, or you would want to be, less than at the Crypto or Staples Center in that area of downtown LA. A lot of people are going to be showing up to WrestleMania an hour late.
Went to a tailgate party in Dallas. It was the best. They had a projector and we watched Stand and Deliver right there. Tailgate party started early. And we walk right to the stadium after that. That's the way to do it if you're attending live.
Okay. Well, I'm telling everybody now, make your plans, because there is a train. If you don't want to get stuck in traffic, the drive allegedly can be done in a half an hour, but I would say take the train.
Yeah, you definitely are. I mean, who knows? I mean, it is a weekend, but it's a WrestleMania weekend. There's going to be a lot of people on the street in downtown LA. And it's,
remember,
you saw Beyonce was late to the Grammy. Beyonce couldn't even accept her own Grammy because she was late, because LA's traffic is horrible.
Remember when they told people to take the train to get out of MetLife Stadium and then they were stuck there until 2 a.m.?
Yeah. So tonight we opened with Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams out there cutting a promo, talking about the victory over Apollo, talking about Melo getting ready to challenge Braun Breaker for that NXT championship, but he was interrupted by JD McDonagh. What did you think of the segment, Issa?
I was looking forward to starting to see some interaction between Braun and Melo, but like you said, we have quite a bit before the next NXT PLE, so it will be great to see Melo being built up. I don't care to see JD cut promos or to see him, period, unless he's in the ring. His matches have been bangers ever since he got here. So I was a little like, oh no, not him. But then I realized that eventually I didn't think it was going to happen tonight. We got it tonight. I figured eventually I was going to get a match between the two of them. I was all in for it.
Yeah, Alfred.
Me too. I loved the match that they had. And I too was not happy to see JD McDonagh in terms of who they had to work with, Carmelo Hayes. But I think it's going to be a good slow build, and they're building up like a big deal. And Carmelo could carry this thing for a couple of weeks. I know you guys would like if Braun Breaker wasn't off on television for a couple of weeks, but Carmelo could definitely carry this feud until Breaker comes to answer him. And I think they're going to do a great job building him into a number one contender and an eventual champion at Stand and Deliver.
Here's the thing. Braun Breaker could be on TV. Braun Breaker cannot be on TV. He's still going to get the same reaction from me.
You're going to bark?
Oh, that's
yes, I was just
going to
say, let me hear your best Braun Breaker bark. Alfred, you do the best bark.
Do it, Glenn.
No.
Come on, Glenn. Let me hear it, Glenn.
No, I'm good. Thanks. But let's talk. So this face-off was good. It set up a match for later in the night. Fallon Henley and Kiana James. So we don't know who Kiana James was talking to. Fallon saying cheating, but Kiana's not explaining this.
Yeah, Kiana's acting a little sus.
It's especially a family member.
Yeah, it's not going to be cheating. That's why it's weird that she's not telling.
That's why isn't she saying anything, though?
Because it's none of her business.
You know, if you wanted an interesting swerve, if they're gonna break them up right away, it would be maybe she's talking to like her real estate agent to like steal the bar out from underneath her.
You know what? That's not the worst idea, that Zach could turn out to be a real estate agent or a lawyer or something like that.
Yeah, somebody.
She said, "I love you."
Hey, I've had good attorneys. I've said that to before.
Yeah, they're probably very close. They work together day in, day out.
Don't miss business with pleasure. I will never tell anybody I'm paying money that I love them. Please. I already pay you. Like, isn't that enough? I don't need to give you affection. That's not how it works.
I've been telling my mom this my whole life. I want my love in dollars and cents, but you know, sometimes she insists on hugs, which are not viable currency or legal tender.
Yeah, we live in a time where hugs are just not safe, period.
It's true. So back when this was gonna happen, Keanu Fallon came in to a surprise party that Brooks and Dunn were throwing for them for their victory as tag team champions.
Oh, it was so cute.
Yeah,
good on them.
I don't know who all those people were, but it was sweet that they threw them a party.
Yeah. Yes. Grayson Waller, we saw the flashback to what happened at the Vengeance Day media call with him getting a Shawn Michaels face. So Waller suspended for a week.
Ridiculous. Erroneous.
Are they building to Grayson Waller versus Shawn Michaels at Stand and Deliver?
That would be pretty good. Oh,
that's interesting. Would it?
Glenn? I don't think they are.
Dylan 13, good question. Updates on if and when Cameron Grimes and Eddie Hartwell will be brought up to the main roster. Cameron Grimes posted that tweet of like a spaceman lost in space. Like, I don't think that. I think that's meant lost in space, not like on his way to the moon.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he got lost on the way to the moon.
Yeah.
Indy did have a match on the main roster, dark match. Or I think it was on main event.
Now I need Cameron Grimes to come back and walk out to Drops of Jupiter. He will be so cute.
And get trained. They're just playing him out. Kelvin Alexander, $2 saying Kiana's creeping. Who knows?
I agree. I no longer trust her.
I don't trust anyone. I don't have any expectations. Remember, you guys need to live the way that I live. It will make your life a lot easier.
Man, I'm getting my hopes all the way up that it's Zack Ryder. And if it's not, I'll be disappointed.
Oh, that would be interesting if it was Zack Ryder. And maybe it was to buy an action figure for her boyfriend.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
That could be a realistic dumb payoff to this. So man, they are all in on Zoe Stark tonight, beating up America's sweetheart Saul Ruka.
I wasn't expecting the result, and I gotta tell you, I love the finisher. But when you do it with after a non-win, it doesn't feel as effective. I know it's the same finisher that we've seen over and over again, but her hitting it after losing, I would have not even had her do it, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And Sol Ruka, I've always been a big fan of hers on this podcast. I love her athleticism and whatnot, and I love her even more now after finding out that she is, in fact, a sister. The WWE posted the Black History
the Month post poster, about that. The post out, about like, that.
Wait, what? Wait, what's this?
Is that Sol Ruka?
NXT posted a homage for Black History Month, and they put all of their Black performers, and Sol Ruka was in there, and people on social media were like, what is she doing there? Yeah. She is half Black.
Yeah, her dad is Black. I did not know that. A lot of people didn't know that. That was just as entertaining as finding out and seeing all people's reactions to Sol Ruka being part of the tribe. I love it.
So many memes, but then finding out it was really freaking cool, and it was also cool that they acknowledged it, but the whole who's gonna tell them memes that were all over my timeline.
I mean, like Martin Gore from Depeche Mode, who, that was one that everyone was like, what? Like, just, yeah. But, yeah, not uncommon.
Pleasant surprise.
Right.
I feel like Saul has, like, the internet wrestling community is behind her. Not that that means anything in NXT anymore. But with Zoe, man, they're really pushing Zoe.
Yeah, you could tell they liked her in the Royal Rumble. I actually rewatched the Royal Rumble recently, and it really jumped out at me how much they put Zoe Stark over. Like, even Corey Graves, whenever she faced off with, I think it was Asuka, and he goes, oh, I cannot wait to see that match. That's going to be a big dream match. And they're really putting her over. So, I mean, it sounds like they're going to probably keep her in NXT until Nikita comes back to pay that off. But she does sound like a candidate to get called up soon.
Yeah.
I love the they're both so athletic here. But I got to tell you guys something. As I was watching this match, I had to Google the heights. And according to Google, it says that Sol Ruka is 5'8", which she looks a lot longer than that because I'm 5'8 myself. And then he said that Zoe Stark is 5'7". So there's cap here somewhere there was a big height difference between the two of them. It was a lot more than 1 inch. I could tell the difference in 1 or 2 inches. There's definitely a lot more than that.
Yeah, somebody's capping for sure. Zoe, Sol Ruka was towering.
I just love cracking Glenn. I'm sorry.
Zoe tried to beat up Sol after, and then she got to do her finisher, which is a nice moment. We saw Pretty Deadly roll into the surprise party looking disheveled.
I was concerned.
I felt bad. I felt bad.
It was way off.
We'll talk about it in the match. These guys like elevated the art form tonight in my mind, how they did this. But then we had Dabakato versus Dante Chen.
Is it Dabakato or Dabakato?
Oh, that was Kato.
I thought it was Kato.
That's how Shane McMahon used to say it back in the hashtag bring Raw Underground back days.
Dabba Kato, pardon me.
Dabba Kato. No, I don't know. I'm asking you. I was pronouncing it both ways because I'm
saying
know which
way Dabba Kato, like avocado.
It's Kato.
Which is probably not how it is.
Poor Dante Shane, man.
Yeah, my wife says, oh, feel bad for that jobber. And I'm like, he's an NXT signee. Like, he's been featured for a while now. This is just where Dante Chen's career is at.
He's so forgettable. I remember going through the NXT roster and then he popped up and I'm like, who is he? Yeah. I mean, we'll see what they do with Avocado here. I thought he looked good.
Yeah, I mean, he got a quick win and then he said that Apollo Crews knows what he did and he will kick his ass.
Yeah, it'll probably be stemming from their whatever happened with them on the main roster. It's going to be like, you left me behind or something.
I mean, maybe. Maybe. So that's your pick? Issa, what do you think? What do you think Apollo did to Dabba Kato that was unforgivable?
Maybe he didn't sponsor him.
And like a walkathon?
No, like, you know, like for the visa. They were playing that they were from Nigeria. This is a 90 Day Fiancé stuff. You know, you have to sponsor them. Good job, Glenn. You're so cute. You're so cute.
Hey, man, those miles add up. You know, you think, you're like, how many miles is it? A 40-mile walkathon. And then I feel like a cheap bastard if I pledge like a dollar a mile, you know?
No, I'm talking about visa. They were from Nigeria.
Yeah.
Then we didn't see him for a while. Usually when somebody has visa issues, they go away for a little bit until that gets all set up. And a lot of times, if you want to come to the country, you need a sponsor. Maybe Apollo was like, yeah, I don't know that I want to be responsible for you for the next 10 years. Actually, that would not be a bad storyline.
What? That really wouldn't. Be very deep. And I think WWE would be able to tell that story if they gave him enough time. But what if, I think I got it. Dabba Kato thought that the Nigerian accent was real. Then he saw him in NXT with an American accent, and he feels like he betrayed his culture. I think that's what it is.
Okay.
That's not what I think they're actually going to do.
I still like the walkathon idea. I think all three of us have a solid storyline here for NXT. Yeah. And they can just
sponsor me for the walkathon.
He wanted to donate 5 cents per mile.
what is that, $20 to $2?
It's like it wasn't even for a real charity. That's Apollo's defense. Buying you a PS5 is not a charity. You can't have a walkathon to buy you a PS5.
What if Apollo never went fishing with him? What if Avocado is an avid fisher and saw Apollo fishing with Bron Breakker and that's what did it?
That's actually really good. I think that's the best one yet. It's a love triangle storyline.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where Bron Breakker is. It's Dabba Kato. Took him out.
Ooh.
Dylan's saying, do you think Gallus is getting embarrassed? I mean, Gallus is the tag team champions in NXT.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, this is a come up for them.
But I mean, it doesn't make them interesting. That's the biggest problem.
Yeah, they just need something. It's not even necessarily a shot at these guys. It's just WWE has booked and taken time to develop these three tag teams, and Gallus is the one that they just throw out there and say, this is Gallus, without telling you anything. So it's not necessarily their fault. NXT just doesn't book them at all.
Yeah. They need a gimmick or a story or something.
Yeah.
You know, participate in a walkathon and one of you won't sponsor the other one. That's interesting. That's storytelling.
Glenn, if I join one, would you sponsor me?
I mean, I guess it depends on what the cause is, you know, I mean.
Okay.
No, of course, you know.
The cost is the Applebee's or Olive Garden bill. I just walk around with my Apple Watch measuring it and send it to you.
So we saw backstage with Diamond Mine. Tatum Paxley was accused of attacking Nikita Lyons, and she was very defensive.
So we know it's not her.
Yeah, I'm so confused about Diamond Mine. And how are they still living a team? And where is Roderick Strong? Like, I have questions.
Yeah, I don't know. And then Isla Dawn wrestled Tatum Paxley, beat her pretty easily.
Yeah.
Alba Fire came out. They were attacking her. Ivy Nile came down and made the save. A mystery person got out of a car that pulled up.
It was Dragunov, no?
Yeah, I think it was
Dragunov. Okay. They never really answered it. I mean, you have to kind of like put two and two together.
They made, I think, they kind of assumed it, or maybe it wasn't.
Yeah. But Carmelo Hayes took on JD McDonagh. Banger of a match.
Oh my God.
Love this match.
And
I wish I didn't like him in the ring so much, because he comes out and I just get so annoyed, but then I know that I'm going to get a good match out of it. So I'm like, fine, I'll deal with it. It's like an annoying date. You know, they're going to pay for the bill. So you like deal with it because they're going to pay for it. You know what I mean? Like.
Troy Corsi with a reminder that MLW premiered that on Reels and it was pretty good.
Yeah. I hope you're able to watch it on demand, because I'm looking forward to seeing what they did.
I have an interview with the one and only Court Bauer on Forbes right now. He talked about AEW poaching his talent, WWE lawsuit, and his deal with Reels. I can't wait to see the show either.
Good. I think, isn't Real One Wrestling on the
Real One tonight? Is there. Court said Real One is the most charismatic performer since The Rock. I had to think about it. I don't know if he's the most charismatic, but he's on the short list.
I mean, he is definitely someone I would pick in my GM mode if I was building a franchise.
Yeah. I put him back on 205 Live and see that to its full potential, because we might still have a 205 Live if Enzo was around.
Absolutely. But Carmelo Hayes won this match and Dragunov came out and stared down Melo. So, it'll be interesting to see where this goes.
I just want to clear something up in the chat. I am not a Sammy hater. Sammy got here because of his own actions. I like Sammy. Then he became a little untrustworthy. And now here we are. If he would have stayed the course and keep doing what he was supposed to be doing, I wouldn't be talking crap about him. But now he gets what he deserves. Thank you.
And you feel he's a traitor still?
Oh, he's a traitor. 1,000%.
Okay. Tiffany Stratton was backstage applying her makeup and interrupted by Thea Hale. And they had a little exchange about Chase U getting into it, but then Eva Rain appeared and dragged Thea out of the room.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to seeing Eva Rain be physical. I don't know what this would lead to, but she joins Kisses Him, but we haven't seen her wrestle yet. So I do hope that happens soon, and maybe this is what leads to that.
They should really build it up, too. If it's going to be on TV, which it should be at this point, they should really build it up, because there's going to be a lot of mainstream interest in The Rock's daughter wrestling. They should go out and do the ET circuit and have her interview or whatnot, but they can do a big number with The Rock's daughter in her first match. I think that's a big deal.
Do you think that The Rock will pull up for that, or is he still going to be scared of Roman Reigns?
He'll be backstage, maybe.
Dude pulls up to the Grammys and he can't pull up to anyways.
God. Okay. So you want to talk about how WrestleMania like has the weirdest reaction is if that match happens at Stand and Deliver and The Rock is there WrestleMania weekend and doesn't appear at Mania.
Just hanging out.
Like that would be incredible.
He took a picture with Bad Bunny, and my favorite thing I see in the TL this week was a meme of it that had the picture. It said a WWE superstar and Dwayne Johnson. And I was like, hey. What if The Rock shows up to help Roman against Cody Rhodes? That would be a swerve.
No, he's not going to just do a run-in. The Rock would want to be. I just think
Really? All he's been doing for the last 15 years?
Yeah, but they're always advertised, especially at WrestleMania. Well, I mean, they did come out at WrestleMania to kick it off, but in terms of, like, wrestling, I don't see him just coming in to ruin Cody's moment, whether he helps Cody or not. That's Cody's stage. We got to move forward with these full-time stars.
Okay, what's
Can't wait to be talking about this at Olive Garden over you paying for me.
Okay, so the main event... One night is Cody versus Roman. What's the main event the other night?
Sammy and Kevin versus the Usos. First WrestleMania main event as a tag team match since WrestleMania 1. I'd love that. Name a hotter match. These are the two hottest programs they have. Name a hotter match in terms of a top three match outside of those two. I don't think anything's going to get that hot.
Not if there are. If The Rock's not coming back? No. There is not.
The Rock is not coming back.
Yeah. I mean... Like Gunther versus Brock, but that's not happening.
Well, actually, they're doing Brock versus Bobby at Elimination Chamber, which I thought it was going to be a WrestleMania match. So now I'm very curious about about how this is going to go for Brock. I mean, that the pop and the way the crowd got for the stare down between Gunther and Brock at WrestleMania.
Yeah. The whole stadium erupted. I mean, I don't think they do something like that unless they're at least thinking about doing it. I don't think you can all the way rule out Brock versus Gunther.
And I got to tell you something. Elimination Chamber is turning out to be pretty lit. This card is looking solid.
WrestleMania 38 and a half. It's going to be like an AFC or NFC championship game. Like, usually the title games are better than the Super Bowl.
Canadian WrestleMania. Yeah. Lyra Valkyra took on Valentina Feroz tonight with Wendy Chu.
Yep. Why are they together?
Don't know. Lyra got the win.
Mm-hmm. Wendy Chu is trying to teach her to be on the straight and narrow or something. Is that the story they're telling?
Trying to teach her the power of naps.
Yeah.
So we had Wesley backstage.
Oh my god, I love the segment.
Amazing baby segment.
Not only did he win a lot of people over on Tuesday, but when you put the segment, the behind the scenes, the wife speaking, this was done beautifully because Wesley is a baby face to the best of it. You want to root for him. And then you watch these kind of things. It really makes you like the guy. It does. I thought it was great until Tony D'Angelo came out, which I had thoughts about that too, but we'll get into that.
No, Tony stated it, that Wes owes him a favor.
Right. But Wesley says, it's after dark right now, right? Yeah, it's 12 here. Wesley said that he's hosting an open challenge, and if they had the cannolis to show up, they should. And I feel like he used the wrong dessert. It should have been the Cipollis, because a cannoli is like an eggplant where the Cipollis are like the balls. So did we use the right Italian dessert here to express what you were trying to say? You see what I'm saying? This is a real issue.
It was the wrong organ.
Yeah. It should have been Cipollis, which is what Alfred is going to be buying me when Roman Reigns retains.
Are those the deep fried dough balls with the powdered sugar?
Yeah, the little balls. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. But the cannoli, you know, and it's full of cream. So what was he trying to say? Do you have the BDE to face me, or do you have the balls to face me? I don't know what he was going for.
What is the cannoli filled with?
Cream. I got two clips out of this one. Thank you, Glenn.
Calvin saying Gunther versus Brock is box office.
Who do you got, though? Who do you got?
I still wouldn't put that as a main event over Sammy and Kevin versus Usos.
No.
Who do you got, though?
I got Gunther in that match.
Yeah, Gunther.
I'd be just as happy if it was Sheamus versus Gunther and you finally tell the story of Sheamus winning that title. I think Sheamus versus Gunther for a second time at a WrestleMania stage for the American crowd. I think they go crazy for it, because that's another big pop that happened when Sheamus and Gunther came face to face.
I agree. The crowd went crazy that they were 1-2. It was. Yeah. I thought that was perfectly done.
Stax beat Odyssey Jones tonight.
Yeah, he did.
Very surprising. I thought they were going to continue to tell the story that Tony D'Angelo was teaching him lessons and stuff like that, but I was kind of surprised to see him beat Odyssey Jones.
I mean,
no, they were matching. You should have known that this is an established thing. Now they were wearing matching colors. That's how you know.
Chemistry there.
We've willed this to happen because for a while it felt like they really cooled off on Tony D, but he's still obviously front of mind for NXT.
Shout out to Tony D. He acknowledged us.
Yeah. Tony D, friend of the show.
Of the show.
Day one. This podcast.
He knows it too.
He's got to come on this podcast when he wins that world title. When he wins that strap, he's got to at least make an appearance.
Full kayfabe. Full kayfabe appearance.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes, absolutely. And I want him to plead the fifth on every other question. So, Pretty Deadly versus Chase U.
Pretty Deadly.
Yes. ECU first.
This was sad. I hate to see them in this condition, but it shows that they care. They care about what happened. They care about their championships. The fits were not on point, but I understand. I know a lot of people think that's what I will probably look like if Roman Reigns loses. I'll never have to experience that. But I would assume if that the moment happened, it will probably feel similar to what Pretty Deadly is going through.
I have to assume if I ever were to get depressed, and I never have been, but if I were, that this might be what that would be like.
If you have zero expectations, the only person in life I have expectations of is Roman Reigns, to be honest with you. But if you have zero expectations, you know,
that's going to go from 1 to 0 come April.
He's never let me down.
Okay. Well, You never say never.
Alfred, what did you think of Pretty Deadly's performance tonight?
I thought they were great. I loved what they did. I love the emotional arc they took us on, because usually when WWE does something like that, where somebody's sad wrestling, like how Baron Corbin did when he was homeless, which he might have to go back to doing after they buried him last night. But
you
usually,
can't polish a third.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I mean, that's a whole nother story. Poor Baron. But usually they lose a match like that. But I like the fact that Pretty Deadly was slowly shaking out the cobwebs as the match went on, and they eventually won. So they overcame their mental health issues, and they were able to be persistent. And I think it was a good message for people who may have been struggling with depression or whatnot. I thought it was an uplifting win. And I do think they're going to be great baby faces. You kind of saw the preview of what they're going to be like as baby faces, and people are going to love them.
It's New Day done with NXT. It's New Day done with NXT. It felt that way tonight, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah. Chase U, you had the Pretty Deadly going through what they're going through. Gallus did the stare down. No mention of New Day, who were just the tag team champions as of Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting. Look, tonight, if you ever want to explain to someone the power of professional wrestling beyond a promo, show them Pretty Deadly's performance tonight, where they showed up to the ring looking disheveled and depressed, but yet still fabulous. And of course, during the course of this match, got their love of wrestling and confidence back enough to pull off the win. This is the sort of thing you normally see at a house show or a live event, this sort of actual in-ring storytelling. And I think this has really fallen by the wayside. Now you see dominance, hope spot. Now in-ring storytelling is a little more about the physicality and the back and forth of who's going to win. But This was literally a range of emotions. This was character development.
It was great.
This was professional wrestling at its absolute finest. And I have to give it to Pretty Deadly, because I think that a lot of performers wouldn't be willing to go there and put it out there and just emote, act, overact. You have to overact. I even think the live crowd, it didn't really even dawn on them what they were seeing.
And what I loved about this is their gimmick is so flamboyant that you're not going to expect them to come out looking that way, right? They care about what they're wearing and what they're doing. But one thing that has always drove me crazy about wrestling, and I just can't get over, is when somebody loses a title or loses a big opportunity and they just come back the next day like nothing happened. And that always drives me crazy, because you had them trying to fulfill the New Day's Christmas list. Like, they have told you the story that this really matters to them for a couple of months now. So I would have probably questioned, what are you doing? They would have shown up in their fabulous selves today. I think it's awesome storytelling, and it goes to show you that these things matter to this performance. It was very well done.
Yeah,
I thought the commentary was good too, because you were talking about how the people in the arena may not have known what was going on, but I think commentary did a good job getting that over, that they were depressed. And even as they started coming out of it, I think it was important for commentary to start talking about, oh, they seem like they're actually starting to shake it off.
Yeah.
And how often do you see, oh, I lost, but, you know, we get back up from our losses, we move forward, I'm going to fight and get it back. And tonight, like, this was A-plus match that they wrestled. And with Chase U, even though Chase U's so over with the crowd still, the crowd favorite there with NXT, having Thea Hale run out scared after Ava attacked her, like, that was a good distraction that allowed Chase to still look strong in defeat. And Pretty Deadly then having that moment of acknowledgement by Gallus shows where Pretty Deadly is going to get in their shot. I hope they win them back, because Gallus ain't got this kind of storytelling of either two.
I also really hope that Cody Rhodes watched this so that he can learn from it. You know, after WrestleMania, he's going to need to know what to do with himself. So
he could come by there after he wins that title. I think the Dusty statue is there, and that's what he'll go over there and award his father with the title. It'll be a great moment. I agree, Issa. And I will say,
they should probably put a picture of Roman Reigns next to Dusty statue based on what they said last night on that promo.
Paul Heyman is a liar.
Governor Alexander, $2, saying Pretty Deadly is hilarious. Love them.
They are. And you know, I love New Day. They're my favorite tag team ever, whatnot. But I will say, now that we've seen them run in NXT, they were heels. In hindsight, they bullied
Pretty Deadly. Yeah, 1,000%.
And left the territory. They're heels.
They're acting like it was social media. NXT was social media to the New Day.
Yeah.
Bully someone and then disappear like they didn't exist. 1,000%.
Dempsey and Walker are going to have a match next week, and Walker's going to have some ring gear that Drew Gulak
I can't wait for that. I'm excited for that. And I'm excited for whatever Von Wagner comes back as. I think this is make or break for Von Wagner. It's either going to be good.
Use the word excited and Von Wagner in the same sentence.
I can't believe I am, but they tease he's coming back with a new gimmick. So it's either going to be a complete joke or he's going to come back with something good, but I'm interested to see.
Do you think he'll bring back the cornrows?
Yes.
And Tyson Bate versus Grayson Waller next week as well.
That should be pretty good.
So Grayson Waller is going to have to greet him as Master Bates, correct? Master Bate.
Master.
I mean, Grayson is going to have to do that.
Is his suspension going to be up by then? Do we know how long?
Yeah, it was just this week. I broke Issa. So let's talk about the go home segment. Bailey hosting Toxic Attraction on Ding Dong Hello. Gigi Dolan and JC Jane, who have their issues, they work through their issues. They say maybe they go for the tag team titles again. Bailey, maybe we come to the main roster and challenge Damage Control. And
I popped for that for a second.
So the crowd.
I thought that's where it was going. In fact, I thought they were going to attack Bailey, or Bailey was going to attack them, and Damage Control might attack them at the end, leading to something on Raw. But no, JC super kicked Gigi, and now it looks like we're going to have the singles feud that was predicted on our Vengeance Day podcast.
Shout out to Bailey for selling the injuries from last night. We were just talking about how sometimes there's no continuation. She went through a steel cage match, so I appreciate seeing that. I kind of popped when they kind of got back together and talked about going after Damage Control. I don't know how I felt about the breakup, only because they have teased this tension between the two of them back and forward for so long, for so many weeks, that I was just like, okay, they're either capping or they're finally going to do it. At the same time, I personally don't want to see Toxic Attraction with a different leader. I associate them with Mandy Rose. If Mandy Rose can be here, I'm perfectly okay with them breaking up, and we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was well done in terms of the breakup. Of course, in Shawn Michaels' territory, they did the Rocker-style breakup. But I will say, I was kind of hoping they would stay together long enough to challenge for the WWE tag titles. I think that could have been a good match on NXT TV, Damage Control versus Toxic Attraction, and then they break up. But the promos have been cutting on each other really good. So I think this is going to be a good feud. I just thought that it was a little early to start it now.
Yeah. I mean,
do you not think the fake back and forth of them breaking up, having tension, not having tension, kind of like affected it a little bit?
Yeah, because we already saw it. And so now we're going to get this kind of see the feud again. Like, what can you say? They're like running through all this material. What else are they going to say about each other?
Right. And they even did it in the segment where they started mad at each other. Then they made up. Then they break up. Like, it was just a lot of, so I don't know. The match went back and forth too. So I felt like, okay, do it or not. But I wasn't like, oh my God, they broke up. At the same time, the kick and the actual visual of it was very well executed.
And good for JC. They were chanting for JC because during that triple threat match, they were going back and forth between Gigi and Roxanne. But they were chanting for JC when she delivered that kick.
Right.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a great feud. Doesn't need a title. It's going to be very exciting.
I thought Bailey was great here. Well, I thought Bailey did a great job being therapist, like, you know, playing therapist and trying to put them back together. Like, I really like the role that she played here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. See what happens. Kelvin saying JC put some stank on that kick, but it was good. I mean, it looked great, sold well. It'll be interesting to see who ultimately is triumphant in this.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know which one. I think it'll be GG, but I could see it going either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
Man, I'm looking forward to watching MLW. The response tonight to it seems like it was really, really good to MLW.
Good. That Reels deal is a big deal. They're in 70 million homes. It's a national network. It's the biggest exposure they've had. So good on them. And they have a toy deal. So wrestling's very healthy right now.
It's a great time to be a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
So many options. So many. I mean, yeah, I think it's fun. We're having fun. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Before we take it home, anything else we didn't talk about cover?
Roxanne is teaming up with
Miko Satomura.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she's coming back next week. I think that's going to be fun. They're already hyping up a couple of matches for next week, and WWE has been doing that very subtly for the past few weeks, where they got to get you hyped up for the next week. Not just NXT, Raw and SmackDown as well. So I like that.
I was very late to Miko Satomura, and I'm obsessed. I can't wait to see her back.
Wow.
Me too. Cool. I didn't know a lot about her, and then once I saw her on NXT, I started looking it up. She's amazing.
Yeah. So, thank you everyone for tuning in. Tomorrow night, AEW Dynamite. Tune in for coverage. If you like the podcast, like, share, subscribe, click that bell to get notifications when we go live. Leave a rating and review on iTunes, Spotify, etc. Follow Alfred at This Is Nasty on Twitter. Issa is at NYC Dima Diva. That's Diva with a one. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. And until next time, we will see you back here on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Take care.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.